Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. It's Cody, Gotham's Caped Crusader. We're keeping it geekly. Yes, this is your number one stop for all things geek culture, from comic books to video games and so much more. Man, oh man, am I excited, because not only do we have some heavy-hitting DC comics fresh out the oven, but we have some rather interesting news circulating around the geek world. So without further hesitation, let's go ahead and dive right in, and let's see what's buzzing. So first things first is, it looks like we have an update from the Battlefield 2042 developers, and it's looking rather grim. It looks like they are shifting the launch of the Battlefield 2042. The game's now going to be released worldwide on November 19, 2021. Now it looks like they're pushing this game back by a full month, with just a month to go. So I'm left here wondering if maybe we could have gotten this announcement a little bit sooner rather than later. But it looks like, just due to the global pandemic, created a lot of unforeseen challenges for the development team, and they're working hard to get it back on track. It looks like they're going to be giving us an update on open betas later this month. Now, that message came straight from Oscar Gabrielsson and the Battlefield 2042 development team. I'm always pretty firm planted on waiting for a game to launch rather than rush it. But I'm left here wondering if maybe we could have gotten a little bit of a better headway on it. Now, on to our next piece of news, and this one's pretty interesting as well. It looks like the Nintendo Switch firmware update finally gives us Bluetooth support. Yes, you heard that right. We're finally getting audio output support via Bluetooth for our Switch. And this has been a feature that maybe has been lying dormant for the last couple years, and Nintendo just flips the Switch. They're like, eh, you know, let's finally give it to them. Now, this is going to give us the version 13 firmware update, along with an option for update dock. Now, just running over some minor details, it looks like up to two controllers can now be connected to the Nintendo Switch system while using a Bluetooth audio. You will not be able to pair additional wireless controllers until you disconnect the Bluetooth audio device. Bluetooth audio will be disconnected during local communication, such as when starting a local wireless multiplayer game. Now, you can only use one Bluetooth audio, but up to 10 can be saved in the system itself, and it looks like Bluetooth microphones cannot be used. Other notes for the firmware update, it looks like maintain internet connection in sleep mode was added under sleep mode in system settings, and the method to initiate calibrate control sticks in system settings was changed as well. Now, once again, a rather interesting development, because this had to have been something that has been with our Switches this entire time. And it looks like just an update was able to allow us to use it. I'm just wondering why we weren't able to sooner, and what the holdup was with that. But on to our last piece of news. In this one, another interesting one. It looks like Anthony Mackie is joining the Twisted Metal series in a lead role. As reported by Deadline, Mackie will lead the latest video game adaptation from PlayStation Productions. PlayStation's now planning to shop the series to potential buyers. Now, we have the Deadpool writers Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick behind this series, and it's being described as a high-octane action comedy. Deadline also reports that this series is going to follow a motor-mouth outsider who could earn a better life for himself, but only after delivering a mysterious package through a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Now, as someone who grew up with the Twisted Metal franchise, as it was dropping on the PlayStation, I'm rather excited to see what this TV series has in store for its audience and how Mackie will fulfill that role in the lead cast. Now, with that being said, this does wrap up This Week in Geek, but stay tuned, we got those fresh polls coming right out the oven. Now, with that being said, we're going to be starting off with Justice League issue 67, written by Brian Michael Bendis, with art being done by Phil Hester. We begin this issue with Demon Rose patching himself up after his recent encounter with Deathstroke, and he knows this had to be a fake, because if it was the real thing, he wouldn't be here standing. And that's when his cloud burner phone rings, and it's no one else besides Lois Lane. Now, she's wondering why he was busy distracting the Justice League while they are being attacked at their home headquarters, and he has no idea what she's even talking about until he turns on the news and he sees the Justice League Hall in ruin. Now, this brings us to the Justice League taking on Senmar with the aid of the United Planets, which is basically their version of their Justice League. Amidst this battle, though, we see a lot of confusion on who is attacking who, and things are just starting to get chaotic. Now, during this battle, we see more fleshed out introductions to several key members, and this could be DC making room for some more new characters. Now, while this is happening, we find out that Senmar is growing more powerful as this battle continues. every strike that is hitting him is causing him to get stronger and gain more strength. So with our heroes having little to no effect on this villain as it stands, what are they going to do to save the world from someone of this magnitude? Now, over the course of the last several issues, Justice League has definitely done a good job at keeping up the pace. And I'm telling you what, you definitely want to read this issue because the way it ends is going to blow your mind. Now, this brings us to our next issue of the week, which is going to be Batman the World Special Edition, issue number one. This is going to have 14 different artists and writers within it, as well as 14 different stories. So keep it in mind, we're going to keep things rather brief, and fortunately, we only cover three of them today. So with that being said, let's go ahead and dive right in. Now, the first story within this issue is going to be from North America. It's going to be called Global City, written by Brian Azzarello, with art being done by Lee Bermejo. Now, we see Batman's story develop in typical fashion, and during this, we're seeing a monologue of his love for Gotham. We see his parents get struck down in Crime Alleyway, and it ranges through a bunch of various villains, such as the Penguin, Bane, Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and much more. Now, please forgive me for this next pronunciation. The next story is going to be Money from South Korea, written by Inepi Jin, with art being done by Yakwen Park and Youngin Kim. Now, this begins with the murder and investigation of Dr. Min's brother, involving him and his wife, and then we are introduced to the Tiger, aka the Batman. And his suit reflects that. It has these awesome tiger markings on it, and it was just brutal looking. Now, this brings him to Jang-ro Seoul, and things unfortunately don't go as planned. Now, this leads us to our last story within the issue, which is called A Better Tomorrow from Germany, written by Benjamin von Exartberg, with art being done by Thomas von Kumann. Now, we see the heads of A Better Tomorrow, which is Germany's most radical climate protection movement, get picked up by a bunch of thugs, and they're taken to the secret lair. Now, this is DC's first global collaboration within 14 different stories, and this was just scratching the surface with three. Now, this is going to lead us to our last issue of the week, which is Titans Unlimited issue number one, written by Kevin Scott with art being done by Jose Lewis. Now, this 7-issue series begins in San Francisco with a young man walking down the street when all of a sudden he has this intense pain in his eyes and this heat laser vision just starts melting everything around him. Now, the Teen Titans arrive on the scene almost instantly to save civilians from the falling debris and to try to contain Evan. We have Superboy, Starfire, Beast Boy, and Red Hood helping those caught in buildings while Donna Troy contains Evan's heat vision, but things are about to get a little bit more spicier. We have Raven teleporting behind Evan to try to soothe him, but that's when he appears to have abilities like Beast Boy's, and he turns into a gorilla and strikes her down. Things are appearing even more grim as Superboy appears to be losing his powers. Now, this was a rather insane read because Evan appears to have abilities from all the Teen Titans. And who is this guy? Where does he come from? And why is this happening? And real quick, guys, be sure to tune in to Twitch live tonight at around 10 p.m. EST as we continue our Deathloop playthrough and we try to break the loop as Cole and take care of Juliana along the way. Now, with that being said, that does wrap up today's podcast. You can always find me on my respective social media platforms at Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and so much more at Job for a Cody. And if you like this type of content, be sure to hit that big red subscription button and turn on notifications to be alerted anytime I drop more videos. As always, guys, keep it geekly.